Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.
So I have this dye in my eye, and I'm just really uncomfortable.
Oh, you got to put some egg on that.
Egg?
Mm-hmm.
Teabag.
Teabag.
Teabag?
Yeah. Hot teabag.
Yeah,
you need it to pop.
You're supposed to put a hot compress on it. There's nothing to pop.
Oh, like, well, that's the problem. Like, if you put some egg yolk, it'll dry it up, get to a point, and it'll...
I don't feel like there's anything to pop in there.
Well, you think that until you put some egg yolk.
Ooh. Are you sure you want to pop that?
You know,
I don't know. My mom suggested it, and I did it.
Yeah, can I see what year you graduated from eye doctor school? You have that on your phone? You can show that to me?
Yeah, I do, actually.
That would be helpful. Because I was told hot compresses by an actual eye doctor.
Oh, you were?
But at no point did the discussion of cooking an egg on my face come up.
You never know, though.
Serbian wives' tale.
Oh, okay.
You know, the sidewalk.
I don't know any Serbian wives either, so so there goes that.
It works.
You know what? I'm going to shift gears now that we've... Now that this has happened, now that I've revealed this dye in my eye, which is incredibly painful.
Yeah, it is. Anything with your eye is just irritating because you're always blinking.
Which is the reason that we didn't do the cocktail hour last night, because my eye, by the end of the day, is almost closed shut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, it's terrible.
What?
Terrible. Horrible. Does anybody know? What do you do? And I think it's a dye in my eye. I've sent it to a couple of doctors. And they've all been like, yeah, that's a sty. Cola or hot compresses, you'll be good to go. I've been doing that for 3 days.
Come on.
I really think it's time to start popping pills. It really feels like it. It should be pill popping time. So.
Well, sometimes they do. Or, they kind of inflamed.
Or egg cooking time.
Yeah. You need some egg yolk on there.
Well, I think part of the problem, too, is the pollen count really high? Because I could not stop sneezing yesterday. And I think that's irritating the eye on top of things.
Yeah, well, the pollen counts are fairly high. Plus, really? The mold counts are up a little bit, too.
Got your molds high. Your high molds.
Yeah.
I saw pollen just floating around everywhere yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, what is that?
I had to go to Michigan yesterday afternoon, and it was Pollen City in Michigan.
Oh, maybe that's why.
That's the actual place I went to in Michigan.
See, you're probably not used
Pollen
to
City.
Sounds like
it
could be a real place.
Yeah, Pollen City. Listen, even hear it. Just,
I did. Pollen City.
Pollen
I got ahead. But
yeah,
I'm thinking medically,
thanks.
Like, what might be going on.
Thanks.
You know, there might be a tree out there or two that you're not used to being around here.
Couple of trees,
a couple
of new trees in Michigan.
Yeah.
Might have been it.
What kind of tea bag are you putting on there?
I'm not putting any tea bags on here.
Yeah,
no tea bag in here, baby.
Oh, really?
Just do straight green tea.
Well, yeah, I think green tea or black tea would be best.
Really?
Yeah.
The type of tea matters too.
You can't put citrus on there. It's going to irritate it more. I think.
I had no idea about that either. I don't have any tea. I'm not a big tea guy, so I'd have to.
Yeah,
go on.
Don't squeeze an orange into your eye. That's
like I'm having breakfast on my face. I got a cup of tea. I got an egg.
Maybe you can put some chamomile tea on there.
312-233-1019. I'm wondering this morning if anybody else has any other breakfast items I should be putting on my face for the sty in my eye. Oatmeal? Some oatmeal on there, maybe?
Gross.
Lucky Charms cereal?
Just the marshmallow.
Anything else? Any doctors listening? Nurses? Paramedics? Hi, Nurse Kelly.
How are you? I'm sorry to hear about your eye.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really what we're all concerned about right now in the world. Sorry.
My fiance gets them all the time.
Really?
And yeah, he has to get these prescription eye drops.
Oh, God.
Now, he does do the hot compresses. I don't recommend touching it. You have to wash your hands all the time.
Oh, God.
You should be anyway, right?
Yeah, you should.
Oh,
but there's a prescription eye drop. I don't know what it's called, you have to get that. That is going to get rid of it faster. Don't stick any citrus in your eye.
Has he ever tried the Egg McMuffin delivered by a Serbian woman method?
No.
I hear that works. Yeah.
He probably would.
A nice Serbian woman puts an Egg McMuffin on your eye. Supposedly it goes away right away. That's what I just heard.
That's hilarious.
Ago. Yeah, thanks.
That's hilarious.
Even while in eye pain, I'm able to pull that off. Thanks. Thank you, Nurse Kelly. I appreciate it. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. You have advice?
Well, I actually have a sty right now, too.
Oh, wow. Twins. Congratulations.
Oh, they're going around.
I was listening, and I couldn't believe that you were talking about it.
I know. We have so much in common.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I just do plain Lipton tea. That's it.
Just regular tea? You don't go chamomile, sleepy time, anything like that?
Nope.
Nope, just plain Lipton black tea. That's it.
And you put the tea bag right on your eye?
Yeah, just close your eye and just hold it on there. I usually do it about 5 minutes and then just keep alternating.
Has it been helping?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, alternating eyes or alternating bags?
Alternating tea bags. Oh. As they cool.
Yeah. Alternating tea bags, and then usually it does end up all coming out eventually.
Oh, God. That's a very graphic description. I don't know what all's coming out.
You can't.
Hopefully I'm not a part of that.
Can't it just stay in there and shrink?
Yeah. Right.
Can't
seriously.
It just go away?
Yeah. And they're so painful, though.
Hi, Leanna.
Hi, how are you?
Not well. How are you?
Nice. I'm doing fabulous. So I listen to you guys like every single morning.
Thank you.
And you guys are freaking hilarious.
Oh, thanks.
Aww, thank you.
We do our best work while injured.
You have to. Right. So I get up very early in the morning because I work at a coffee shop. But cool. Listen, I agree with you, Eric. You just need to put a hot rag on your eye and just forget all this the
crazy
citrus,
talk.
The right. oatmeal, the
right.
Lucky Charms.
Everything out of the Ukraine. Just let it all go. Right? Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
No.
She's on her third highly caffeinated coffee.
Oh, I love her.
That's great about Leanne. I like her a lot. This is lighter than when everybody was off for COVID-19 for the past 74 plus days or whatever.
Yep.
Like, I'm looking down Lakeshore Drive. There's not one car, obviously. Not one.
Yeah. I know. We're a little deflated.
Well, again, up till now, curfew just ended, so maybe people will be out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm certain they're rushing out.
They've been waiting for six.
I'm
now
everybody,
I'm going.
Everybody was standing by the door. Because, you know, if we've proven anything in the past week, it's we're a bunch of rule followers.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
We've really proven that
we're
as a society, right?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't today go, kids, it's 5:58. 6 o'clock is when things start, and then you can rush out.
Set the alarm. Get out there, everybody.
There's only two people. You know what? You both get prizes. Watch this.
Oh.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. I'm so glad you guys are in today. Missed me yesterday, but I understand completely.
Yeah, well, we didn't even think we could get into the city yesterday, but we managed to today. Mary, you're there. Angela, you're there?
Yes.
Mary, what was your answer for what women are looking for in men?
Kindness.
And Angela, what was yours?
You have to be handy around the house.
Perfect combination.
I love it.
Two traits that I struggle with, and so does Whip.
No doubt.
There we go. So you both get prizes just for participating. You get the participation trophy.
Yeah.
All right.
You're killing me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being up.
Yesterday, I got home, and it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Right?
It was
a beautiful day, and I was walking through the front yard, and I thought I heard what sounded like cats.
Oh, little meows?
A little meow, which is a problem because I don't have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm allergic to cats, and I'm not a big cat guy. But this, you know, I'm hearing this. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. And so I don't know what to do, and I get to the front of my house, and on my front door there are two Post-its from the UPS guy.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, I didn't order anything from UPS. So why is the UPS guy leaving Post-its for me not being home and I need to come pick up something? And I get up there, and the Post-its, it's written in big block letters in both of them, "You have cats in your window well."
Holy
what?
No.
Window well? The UPS guy let you know that?
Well, you could hear him. Like, he probably heard him and walked around the side and said, oh, God, he's got cats.
That is so nice.
I walked around the side of the house, and my neighbor comes out and goes, oh, man, I'm so glad you're home. I've been hearing those. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you could have helped me and got him out of here before I got home. That would have been great.
Yeah. Okay.
But you didn't. So, and I've got one of those grates over, you know, so that you don't fall in.
Okay.
Right? Well, the little kittens fell
in.
And you can tell they're like 3 or 4 weeks old. And you can tell they're very healthy, too, because they were both perched on the screen.
Oh,
like they've been climbing the screen to try to get out.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm playing.
So I don't know, you know,
what are you going to do with your new family?
Wait, are they still there?
So I took the grate off, and I climbed on in there, and they're attached to the screen looking at me like, oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, my God. So the two of us are staring at each other.
Aww.
Or the three of us, I should say.
Yeah.
And so I go, like, to reach for them, and the hissing and the stuff starts. I'm like, oh,
what?
God.
What? They're hissing at you already?
Well, they're afraid.
Aww,
yeah, I'm a big, ugly guy with something wrong with
a
his eye.
Right. Like, we were comfy over here.
Right, I'm a big, ugly guy with something wrong with his eye, so of course they're going to be scared. Yeah. Anybody would be. So then I'm thinking, well, the last thing I need is one of these crazed man-eating cats to bite me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then I got to go get all the rabies treatments and everything. I want a part of that.
Yeah. Right.
So I found a box, a big box, and I put it underneath them. And
to
figured
scoop
it's,
them up?
Well, it's just a matter of time. They can't hold us forever.
Okay.
Right. Oh,
it's just
okay.
a matter of time before they drop into the box, and then I'll put a towel
them.
In there, and we're good to go, right?
Sure.
So that takes about a half hour. And they eventually drop in, and so I got them in there, and I named them Rick and Jose.
That's good.
Oh. You gave them names.
Rick and Jose the cats.
Oh, my God.
So then I'm like, well, I don't want these cats. As adorable as people might think they are, that's the last thing I need. I don't have any. I can't do this. So I call the Humane Society.
Good place?
No answer.
Oh.
Leave a message. Oh. No, for the record, the Humane Society in my town, terrible. I just want to get on the record.
Oh, no.
Because I've tried two or three times to get a hold of them. Brutal.
Oh, no.
They just
over the course of the past couple years. Brutal to get a hold of them.
Oh.
Animal
oh,
control. I've tried to call animal control probably five times in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
I've never once got a return call from them, ever.
Okay. I wonder if they would be like, well, if you got a coyote loose, let us
Even
know.
Even then, no, because I had like a raccoon trapped in my yard. I called. No answer. No callbacks. Nothing.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is awful.
Then I call the animal hospital.
Okay.
Right? And don't get answers. I go to the animal hospital. They're like, you know what? We really, really can't take in cats. I'm like, you're an animal hospital.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you want to pay $30 for the cats to stay here, then we could do it.
This is terrible.
I go, what?
Per day?
Yeah. And they're like, and then we could call the Humane Society. I'm like, well, good luck with that. I've tried that.
Right.
That gets you nowhere. Okay. And then they said, okay, well, I'm just trying to do the right thing here. So I came to you guys, and they're like, well, there's nothing we can do. I go, what if I were to just leave this box full of cats in the parking lot? Then what would happen? She's like, well, then we would take them in. I go, okay, so I'm standing here trying to do the right thing, and it's going to cost me $30, but if I set them down and leave, then you'll take them?
Yeah, the red tape, man.
It's insanity. Wow. It is pure insanity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now I still have two cats in a box in my garage.
Oh, you do?
Wait, they're like meowing. Did you give them milk?
Yeah, I gave them milk and the whole thing and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they're all, Rick and Jose are all curled up together.
Rick and Jose.
But the nice doctor at the animal hospital that won't take them but still was very nice.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest system I've ever heard. Said, well, you really should call animal control. I said, doesn't work. Well, then you really should call the Humane Society. Doesn't work. No answer on either one.
Okay.
And I said, I've called for 5 years. I have yet to get a call back ever. She's like, well, okay, tomorrow, go to the Humane Society and put them on their step.
Oh, God.
Well, they'll have to. They'll be forced to take them in then.
Right.
Are they showing up, though?
Right. Well, they're supposedly open today.
Right? Oh.
Can you leave them at a fire station? That's a safe haven.
I think for babies.
Oh. Yeah.
Human ones.
I think for Rick and Jose, I don't think it is.
I mean, it's possible the firefighters would be like, oh, look, we got pets. You know, who knows?
And then there was a discussion. Well, you know, they're probably the kittens of a feral cat, and they fell down in there.
That's what I was wondering. I didn't want to ask where the mom was, because how would you know?
Right.
But they look pretty little.
Yeah, and they'd probably fallen through the grate and whatever. It's just like, well, maybe we could leave them out, and the mom feral cat would get them. But then I thought, well, that's the last thing I want to do, because, you know, then a coyote has a delicious snack, and
I feel guilty.
I mean, I don't have a heart, but I can't do that.
Right.
Well, you must have a little something going on in
your heart. You should have brought them into work.
No, I don't think I should have done that at
that
all.
That would have been so cute.
No, if I brought them into work, you're taking them.
Mm. I would
you're
take
going
them
home
for a
with
day.
Rick and Jose.
Well, you got a problem on your hands.
So I guess that's the right move, right?
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, maybe just put out the word, anybody want some cats, somebody will take them.
No, I don't want to, because I'm already getting all that stuff on social media, and I don't know who, not that you're not good people, but I just,
you can't
I don't
control
want that,
that
kind of personal responsibility, turning them over to somebody and going,
what
hey.
What a strange opportunity for you.
Yeah.
Just, you know, give the
I would rather have the Humane Society vet somebody that gets the cat versus me give it to somebody that I don't know what they're really going to do with it. Not that anybody would do anything bad, but I can't have that on my conscience.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, Violet, I see you raising your
hand. I have a quick question. While you were waiting for the kittens to fall into the box so you didn't want to touch them, were you in the grate with them for 30 minutes?
Yes, I was standing down in the grate.
And were they just looking at you like you're
crazy?
Right,
they're staring at me, I'm staring at them. I'm like, I'm trying to help you guys here.
Yeah.
Jose, work with me. Come on, Rick.
You're like the last person to like that should find some stray cats.
And of course, while all that's going on, I'm trying to do all the right things, and nobody answers the phone anyway.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's not. It's like the worst time ever to have something like this happen.
Bad time to have a problem.
Right?
Yeah.
Anybody listening who has been married two times or more will accept, but is now single.
All right.
Just a quick question for you based on what I was reading about a pseudo-celebrity.
Pseudo-celebrity.
Pseudo-celebrity. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
How many times have you been married?
Twice.
Twice, and now single?
Correct.
The moment of truth, the question for you, Tiffany, is will you ever get married again, yes or no?
No.
No.
No, okay.
Not happening, that's it. Check, please, you're done.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, and why do you feel that way?
I don't know. I've done it twice, so I just, I don't know. I think I've been single long enough to where I'm fine with being by myself.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay,
so,
thank you for that.
All right.
Hi there, Megan.
Good morning.
How many times have you been married?
Twice.
Twice, and single now?
Correct.
Will you ever get married again?
I will.
There it is.
You will. Just waiting for the right guy.
Third time's a charm?
Third time's a charm.
You sound as though there's one planned.
No, no.
Do you have a boyfriend right now?
I do.
You know, hoping he pops the question?
Hopefully, yes.
There we go.
All right. Okay.
So she says yes.
Well, one to one.
Hi there, Linda.
Hi.
You've been married twice before?
I have.
Now single?
Yes, that's right.
And will you ever marry again?
It would have to be perfect. I'm not planning on it right now.
So, is that a yes or a no?
That's a yes if it's right.
That's a sort of. All right, we'll count that as a yes.
It is.
All right. Hold on. Thank you for that. Sue, how many times have you been married?
Two times.
Single now?
Yes.
Going to get married again?
Never.
Never.
I can tell by the tone in your voice.
Never.
Forget about it.
I got two words for you, Eric. Never.
Yeah.
Pretty adamant about that, huh, Sue?
Yeah.
And why is that?
I'm enjoying single life. I like it. I like to be alone.
There you go.
All right.
The reason I bring all of this up is because you might be familiar with her, Pamela Anderson. Remember I told you? Pseudo-celebrity.
Oh, Baywatch, babe.
Pamela Anderson wants to absolutely get married again, she says. Just one more time, please.
How many times has she been married?
Well, I looked it up. She's been married 5 times.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think we'd get any 5-timers.
Wow.
So I started with 2.
Okay.
Just to see, you know, the attitude at 2, whether or not they would want to go again. She's been down the aisle 5 times. It's like, just one more. 6th time is the charm.
Well, good luck.
My odds are on that one not making it. Wanted to confirm something. And I don't have the ability to do it myself because, well, I have no skills. Very few skills. I'm not a trained professional like the woman we're about to speak to, our good friend Tracy Butler over at ABC 7. Hi, Tracy.
Hey there.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. I like the title of trained professional.
Well, you are. You are much more so than any of us when it comes to this kind of thing. I just wanted to bend your ear for a second about the weather today because I kept hearing people say, and by people I mean people like yourselves, other weathercasters, meteorologists say, today is a record breaker, and Whip says, no way, no how, and he threw something at me earlier. And he said, no chance. And I said, well, I think it's true.
What?
Yeah.
It was very dramatic in here.
You put him in the corner if he's behaving like that.
Right. Yeah,
I'm going to put him in a timeout.
It was very bad. Are we going to break a record today?
The record high today is 92, and I'm forecasting a high of 92 degrees. You know, this is one of the actually lowest record high temperatures we have during the month of June, and it's easily attainable. And I figure, you know what, if you're going to get that close, let's just at least tie or break the thing, right?
Right. So, well, that's obviously, I'm not going to let you wriggle off the hook. If the record's 92 and you're predicting 92, I'm going to make you go 91 or 93. You got to pick one of them.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'll go 93.
All right.
That's my girl.
Record breaker. That's
right.
What we're looking for.
Let's break it.
Only because you forced me.
That's right. And Will, is the humidity, like the real feel, as it's called, what is that going to be, like a million?
Not quite a million, closer to maybe 96.
Ooh,
how about
boy.
That?
What? Seriously?
Ooh,
that's hot and steamy.
Oh,
yeah, it's going to get, it's not that humid out there right now, but the humidity is going to build through the afternoon, and we're also going to have some fairly gusty southwest winds, too. And this is not a cooler by the lakefront sort of day, either. Even along the lakefront, I think we'll get temperatures at least to 90 degrees.
Wow, that's awesome.
Now, Tracy, it's well documented, and I know this as well as anybody, that you're a big golfer, as am I. We've run into each other on the course before. Is it too hot to play today?
It's never too hot, right? I mean, you just got to hydrate. You just have to hydrate in well in advance of your tee time,
right?
You know, and take it easy out there. Make sure you water, not other sorts of beverages.
Oh, beer doesn't count,
right?
It does not count, my dear. No, it does not. Not on a hot day like this. We tend to advocate water. Water for plants and people.
Speaking of water, on a day like today, we're also all thinking about going over to Whip's mom and dad's house because they have a pool. Do you want to come over?
Oh, yeah. I get off the air at noon today. What time should I be there?
As soon as you can. Yeah, exactly. As soon as you can.
Yeah. It's going to be great. His mom will put out snacks. It'll be great.
Yeah, she loves you. We'll text you the directions. No problem.
Send me the directions, and if I could just get some Twizzlers and maybe a creamsicle.
Done.
Yeah.
That would
be
we got those.
Wow.
We got those for sure.
For sure. All right, so likely a record today. Hydrate. Be careful. How is everything over at ABC7? Everything okay over there?
Well, you know what? I mean, honestly, I've been working from home since March the 23rd.
I
call it, the Butler weather cabin.
That's true.
And I miss my colleagues terribly. I miss all my friends, you know, seeing them on a day-to-day basis.
Sure.
And so, you know, here in the Butler weather cabin, it's always cozy and comfortable. I'd invite you over, but nah, social distancing.
I got you. Any chance you're going back to work anytime soon over there?
You know, I'm not sure what the game plan is on that. You know, I had hoped sooner than later. And unfortunately, with so much going on around the city, you know, we'll have to see how things are tabled and when we can start stepping back toward that goal.
Sure.
You miss getting in the morning and smelling just the remnants of Gian Greco's cologne from the night before, don't you? You miss that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, that and he still, you know, lathers up the baby oil.
Oh, yeah.
He can get that golden tan.
Savage tan.
Right.
Oh.
Nice.
You know, he's
shiny.
Out by the pool today, for sure.
For sure.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. It's great talking to you.
You too, always. Take care, everybody.
We'll see you later. Tracy Butler from ABC7 there. All right, yeah.
She's the nicest.
She is the nicest person alive. Traits men look for in women. Gave you two subcategories, personality or looks. The ladies wanted personality. No problem. First correct caller that can tell us what's the number one personality trait men are looking for in women. Melissa, did you have a thought?
Is it sense of humor?
Violetta, did you have a thought?
Easygoing.
Monica, did you have a thought? Hi, Monica.
Yes, I said sense of humor.
Sense of humor. No, oddly enough, I would have thought that as well. Let's see. Does it make the top five?
What?
I know.
What?
So you don't understand us men.
Apparently not.
I'm not certain I understand us men.
No.
The number one personality trait, Lori.
Fun?
Sorry?
Fun?
No. No, we don't like fun.
okay.
Fun. Fun. I guess that would fall under playfulness.
Oh, yeah. That's
right?
Fun.
That's number three.
Number
three of the top five. The number one trait of men looking for in women when it comes to personality, Marin.
It is honesty.
That is right. I know. I'm shocked. I thought they were lying.
Honesty? Really?
Honesty.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. Honesty is number one. Confidence is number two on the personality traits men are looking for in women. Confident women. Number three, playfulness. Number four, kindness and gratefulness. And number five, loyalty. Anybody want to take a shot from looks? The top five in the looks category, what men are looking for. Melissa, go ahead. You can start.
Boobs. Big boobs.
Violetta, you can go second.
Boobs.
Whip, you can go.
Sure, boobs.
Boobs, no.
Oh, no.
Boobs come in at number four of the top five.
All right.
Number four. Any other thoughts?
Oh, juicy lips.
juicy lips. No, that doesn't even make the top
five. Yeah, we don't think about that.
No, we don't care about that stuff.
Big white eyes.
Big white eyes?
Yeah, big white eyes.
Usually we like the color of your eyes more than just big white eyes, but you're absolutely right, Melissa.
Yeah.
Eyes.
Guys are into eyes?
Eyes, we are. Can't get enough
of them. Dang it.
Nothing better than a woman with eyes.
Okay, glad we have them.
Beats the alternative for sure.
I'm losing this list.
We'll take a woman with eyes every time.
The eyes have it.
The honesty in the eyes, nope.
Number two is smile. Number three is butt. Number four is boob. Number five is legs.
Legs?
From a physical standpoint, a look standpoint, what men are looking for in women. Believe it or don't, that's what we say. Today on Tidbit Tuesday, right here on The Mix, the late Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
Used to be a regular visitor here. The late Steve Irwin. Remember his daughter, Bindi?
Yeah.
Little Bindi. She's getting married. You know that, right?
I know. Saw the pictures.
Bindi Irwin says she's keeping her maiden name to honor her late dad.
That's nice.
That's nice. She has just become such a pretty woman.
The 21-year-old television personality and conservationist explained her decision to keep her last name in an interview with ET following her wedding to Chandler Powell, which sounds like a soap opera star.
Yeah,
it does.
Chandler Powell.
John Daly, not only a delicious drink, but also an actual person.
Is that the one with alcohol in it?
John Daly is the Arnold Palmer with booze.
Ooh, yeah, okay, I like that. Yeah.
The guy also has booze in him.
Right, lots of booze. Yeah. And he makes no apologies for it whatsoever. In fact, John Daly has offered golf lessons to Tom Brady.
Oh!
Saying, I can fix him.
I'm not
certain John can really fix anything.
How old
except
is John?
A drink.
Yeah, how old is John Daly?
Old enough.
Old, right?
Yeah, he's like his late 40s, early 50s.
Oh, that's it?
He looks older. John Daly says he can fix Tom Brady's golf issues, telling TMZ Sports with just one lesson, the new Tampa Bay quarterback could hit it 100 yards farther off the tee. I'm down in Clearwater, said John Daly. He's a buck now, so if he wants to come out, we'll go play golf or I'll meet him. I can fix him in 10 minutes, he says.
Okay.
10 minutes?
This I would like. That's a TV show right there.
Yeah, it
John is. Daly going out with Tom Brady to fix his golf swing? That would be something to see.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd watch a half hour of that.
I wonder if they're setting up for that.
Maybe. You know, John Daly drinks a lot. So does this guy. Drunk man passes out and floats down river on a raft for 7 miles before they could rescue him.
Oh, my
God.
Out
cold, right on his raft.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Floating down the river.
Unbelievable.
I always want to do that since The Parent Trap.
Crawford County, Indiana. A man recently got drunk, passed out on a raft, and floated 7 miles down the Blue River before being rescued by first responders.
Mm.
The unidentified man was found with a bottle of rum on his lap.
Oh, ho, ho.
Police officers tried to wake the man by blowing a whistle. That didn't work. when they failed, they tied the man's raft to their boat and ended up taking him to shore. He's fine.
Okay.
This guy not so fine. Man breaks into AMC theater, spends days eating snacks. Whipped did the story of the guy who broke in naked to a high school. Now we got people breaking in, I don't know if they're naked or not, to theaters and eating all the snacks.
Okay.
In Mobile, Alabama, police arrested Rafe Mitchell after he broke into an AMC theater and spent days eating the snacks. The 33-year-old also drank from the soda machine. He was charged with third-degree burglary.
Wow. Was it worth it?
Let's go around the world here. Germany has banned public singing because of the coronavirus. No singing in Germany.
Ooh, that's not fun.
Well, sorry, this whole coronavirus thing isn't fun.
Can't you do it like 6 feet apart?
Nope. You know, they start really belting it out.
Then it goes even further. Yeah.
Yep, church choirs and karaoke bars have been told to stop singing because it spreads the infectious coronavirus droplets more easily. No singing. In fact, in Japan, no screaming. Japan theme parks can reopen, but screaming is banned.
Oh, well, you can't control it when
you're
gonna
falling.
Have to. Yeah.
You're going to have to. No you screaming. Go get on our roller coaster and you scream. When you get done, you're going to jail.
Wow.
You know, can I throw something in on that real quick?
Sure.
At Disney World, you know, they opened Disney Springs, which is more of a shopping area.
For those of you that aren't aware, Whip is Disney crazy.
No, I just saw this, and it relates to what you just said in a way, and I think it's hilarious. Remember how we've been saying, like, how are they going to enforce social distancing, like, with a smile at Disney World?
Right.
They're having store...
Zip it.
And finally, why do you always do this?
I didn't know.
That's so funny.
I'd like to add a story, Eric, that is likely your kicker story.
No, I didn't know. I didn't get to it. Didn't say it.
I'm so interested now.
Disney World has enlisted Star Wars stormtroopers to enforce social distancing.
Stop there it, we I go. I was thinking this before.
I had a theme going. I went to the theme park and then wrap it up in Japan and come back here.
That's a good one.
To help enforce social distancing restrictions due to the coronavirus pandemic, Walt Disney World has enlisted stormtroopers from Star Wars. Parts of Disney World have reopened, including the outdoor restaurants, entertainment venues, and shopping districts. Visitors must now follow rules that require all guests to wear face coverings, pass fever tests, and maintain a distance of 6 feet from other guests whenever possible.
Yeah. Okay. That's
you know where I go golfing. They won't let you on the property till they test your temperature.
Oh,
really? Yeah, a lot of places are doing that now.
That's the new thing.
Where do they put that thermometer?
About 8 feet from your head, and they go, "Yeah, you're fine. Go."
Okay.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.